Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Harlan Stone, the CEO of HMTX, I'll say for the first time, a $700 million global flooring company. Harlan, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. Thanks for asking. How about you?
I'm good. Yeah, so I wanted to talk to you about this news that came out today. You formed a new corporate brand. I think it's interesting. Since you've now done this, you're kind of telling the world how big a player you are. You're a sizable player, $700 million in the LVT business. That's a global number, right? That's what you do around the world?
Yes, global number. It also includes our sheet vinyl that sells under the Technofloor brand. It's a vast majority LVT. We consider ourselves an LVT company, but it is a global number and for all of our products.
So up to this point, when I've introduced you, and we talk frequently because you're my go-to person for a lot of information that's going on in Washington, I've introduced you as the CEO of the Halstead Metrofloor organization. Now you're rolling all this up under HMTX. So tell us a little bit about that.
So before, when we were Halstead / Metrofloor, there are two enterprises. I was involved in both enterprises, but they were not owned under a single corporate umbrella. In the last several months, we've decided to take all of our corporate assets that are controlled by the Stone family and put them into a single holding company, thereby bringing the strength of all the different brands together under one roof. So they include Halstead, which is the a vendor to Home Depot. They include Metrofloor, which is selling to independent distribution, therefore, and thereby independent retail. They include Technofloor, that's the T, which is our healthcare brand, selling into the healthcare community directly through the commercial contractor market. It includes Aspecta, which is silent. It's a silent A. Mm-hmm. Aspecta is our brand that was originally launched under Metrofloor. It is now our contract LVT brand, selling into the A&D community. And finally, it includes the X is for Vertex. That's our international logistics operation, which also is the division that sells our product outside of North America, headed up by my brother, Peter Stone.
So 6 weeks or so ago, I got the chance to go to an area above Shanghai where you've got these two massive manufacturing facilities. I know this, the relationship's arm's length, but they manufacture primarily for you, and that's where a lot of your product comes from. I was able to spend some time with your brother. That's where a lot of this product comes from. And just going to run through those again real quick, if you don't mind. Halstead is the brand that you use to your Home Depot business, and one of the big names there is Allure.
Our biggest brand is LifeProof at Home Depot. That's really the new signature brand.
Okay, LifeProof. And then Metrofloor, we've all heard, that's more of a residential focus. Technofloor, you've been involved with that for a while, but it hadn't been clear to everybody, and that is a healthcare focus, and they actually have a non-PVC product there, right?
That is correct. They've got a significant portfolio for the healthcare and assisted living market to service the we prefer to call it chlorine free rather than non-PVC because we love PVC. So okay. It's the chlorine free market. Uh-huh. We serve with both a German and a Finnish product that fit nicely into their portfolio.
Yeah, and like you say, while the A in Aspecta is not in the HMTX, that's your brand, and I'll be hearing a lot about Aspecta next week at Neocon because that's your commercial contract.
Correct.
And you have varying levels there. You have Aspecta 10 as your highest quality product, and then you kind of step up to that, right?
That's right. No, so we have Aspecta 1, 5, and 10. 10 is our multi-layer product, and it's 10 millimeters thick. That's why we named it that. Aspecta 5 is our original high-end dry back, which has a 28-mil wear layer, and then our Aspecta 1 is our 22-mil wear layer, more dynamic, a little bit younger, a little bit easygoing brand that fits into their portfolio very nicely.
Okay, so if I've heard you right, too, this is a corporate brand, and it's there kind of for two reasons. It's to help convey the culture and your shared vision, but it's also an accounting move as well, right?
Indeed. So it has both financial implications to unify our strength, and more importantly, it's really to express our corporate culture, our commitments to sustainability, transparency, our reputation for being a reliable, honest, and long-standing company, and a place for us to really tell our total history of the whole enterprise and our family's involvement in the flooring industry, which goes back 61 years.
All right. In addition to you being CEO, you've also got Rochelle Routman, who's going to serve as your Chief Sustainability Officer, and John Hankel, who's going to serve as your Financial Officer, right?
That is correct. There's two other members of the team. One is my personal assistant because I need someone to schedule everything in my life or I'll fall apart.
Yeah.
and the fifth is a corporate communications director to actually direct the communications at the corporate level, yes. Tiffany Davis.
Okay. Congratulations on that move. I want to talk about that. Now, let's go to another topic, because this has been kind of interesting to watch, these tariffs. Everybody heard that on May 10th, anything that left China on the water on that day was going to have a 25% duty attached to it, and yet that's not exactly what's happened. Talk about that, if you would.
No, the government has now made three announcements about this 25% enactment. So as you know, they originally announced they were going to enact it on December 31st. That didn't happen. They said they were going to enact it on February 1st. That didn't happen. They said they were going to enact it on Saturday, June 1st, and that did not happen. So in actuality, they originally said anything after May 10th. Then they said anything arriving after June 1st. Those were conflicting answers because you can't get very much product from China to the United States in 21 days. So it was a misguided announcement, and they revised it on Friday at the end of the day to anything that arrives after the 15th of June and leaves after the 10th of May. So they've now broadened it 2 weeks to let a little more of the product that was already on the water when they made the announcement to get in. We fought hard. We argued that this was a fair and rational application of what they were trying to do. At the end of the day, they agreed to with us. We believe they should have gone another week or two. We'll see if that happens or not.
And is it still the intent for Trump and the president of China to get to some kind of arrangement so that they can get together at the, was it economic conference or something like that?
It's actually later this month in Osaka, Japan, a lovely city, a fine baseball team, the Hanshin Tigers. They are planning to meet there, and, you know, we are hopeful that that is a productive meeting. They seem to get along very nicely when they're in person, and we're hoping that, like the dinner in Argentina that delayed the December 31st date, that they again find a reason to continue the negotiations and not impose the more strict aspects of these trade sanctions that really leads to a trade war in which everybody loses and nobody wins.
But actually, you're saying this June 15th is the date now, and that's prior to that meeting in Japan. So we may have a couple of weeks of tariff before they get together.
Which is indeed why we think it may go back to June 21st or June 22nd. So they've moved the date four times. So if you move it four times, is it really a big deal if you move it five times? I don't know. I can't predict the actions of the trade policy of our country because I don't understand the trade policy of the United States of America.
And now we've got Mexico upset with us, so it continues to be interesting to watch. Anyway, it's great to talk to you, Harlan, and congratulations on you forming this new corporate brand. Again, that's HMTX Industries. And we've been talking to Harlan Stone, the CEO of HMTX, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.